JQ, what's cracking? Excited to hear your pitch. I love the background.
All right, cool. Well, Storyteller is it's a subscription-based storytelling platform that allows for anyone, anywhere with internet access to create a personalized children's story for their child in under a minute. It backs up the 25 plus years I've had in publishing. Honestly, I've been in the publishing industry since I was 7. So let me just be real. But it backs up all of the experience that I've had, the lifetime experience I've had. I started going into software engineering. I really wanted to figure out the diversity issue in publishing. And I found out that the business model itself of publishing is broken and they don't want to fix it. So you had to create something else. With Storyteller, think about it like this. You are a child life services at a hospital and there's a kid who's going through surgery and they're scared. Well, what you can do is you can create a story where they become a knight after surgery, defeating the surgery monster. And now when they come out of surgery, you can make them a knight and crown them. That actually happened. All right. Then you have teachers who are trying to teach lessons like math, science, reading, learning, whatever that may be. You know, they can intertwine it into their stories and then turn around and create the story that's for them as they are right now. We are using a whole lot of damn algorithms, personalized algorithms, on layered on top of AI that we're actually talking with a lawyer right now to patent, because he definitely is like, yo, this is very patentable because it's a layer on top. And our hope is to become, and that's the reason why we're trying to raise this year, is to become the first children's language model, because all the language models are all trying to get to AGI. What platform removes the stuff that kids don't need to see? So now it's 100% safe. Let's see, we have about 2,500 users since launch of last year, all organic because we only did open beta. And so what happens is one person creates account and then everybody wants to share it. You made this account. You made a story about chickens in space pooping on potatoes. Because they're like, oh, my God. So they send it to their people. And
yeah, and so that's yeah, you're speaking my children's language, man.
Yeah. Oh, my son's language. Trust me.
And so, How old? How's your son?
He's fine.
Yeah, I've got a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old. I've got another one coming in April.
Oh, so you know the deal. And so, as a parent, though, like think about the stories that you're making for your kids. There's that one story they love every night and they want to read it every night. Well, in Storyteller, you can create a sequel. So you can actually use that story, then create a sequel for the next night featuring the same characters, but a new story. And then what we're working on now is you can create a sequel with that character and add in math, science, reading. So say you found a hit that they like, but they're doing stuff, but they're not paying attention in school. You can... put it in there.
I like it, man.
The other thing that we're working on right now, that's what we're in accelerator right now, and that's one of the goals, is our B2B focus. I want to keep it accessible. Remember, diversity is not just about making things available to everybody, but it's about accessibility, right? Who can access the damn thing? And so one of the things that we're working on now very aggressively is our API. And so that's allowing for any other ed tech platform to be able to use Storyteller as an underlying base. Put it like this.
I see.
80% of all animated films come from a picture book. Literally 80% of all of them. So when we say that movies aren't diverse, it's because the books aren't. And so imagine Storyteller being an underlying for a lot of these platforms, gaming platforms who have been hitting us up because they got create a character. Well, if you made Storyteller underneath it, it would customize the character, customize the story, and they can build on top. Everything's built on top of story. You know what I mean? And so by being the underlying for everybody else to build on top of, our competitors become our clients. And then we can keep the B2B, we can keep the B2C at $7 and $12 without having to raise that because of inflation. We can raise the B2B, keep the B2C affordable.
For sure. Yeah, that's so much here. Yeah, that's so much. It's so cool. It's so cool. So one question I have is, so I was on the website looking at some examples. Fresh. And there were kind of like one picture stories.
Yes.
But when I heard from your pitch, like I assumed it would be kind of like a story book with like lots of different.
You have no idea what's coming. So we launched our MVP in January, which was crazy because it was just a bedtime story generator. And then once I got all the feedback from all the user technology, but yes, we're getting to a point where audio is coming in, more images are coming in. And so it'll be something that you click and go to the next image, you know what I mean? And then get the wording. But OpenAI, they actually let us get a little bit of it early. Sora, their new video animation. Mm-hmm.
Some video as well. All right.
Yeah. And so because what we're trying to get to, everybody's like, how come you don't print books? And it's like, well, we don't print books directly because you have a kid. If you make a story right now with your kid and you get a book printed, well, then that means they're getting a book that they liked a month ago. You know what I mean? Today,
I do.
When we've already made 30 stories. But what we are looking into is anthologies. So imagine now your wife or whatever is pregnant and you can send everybody in the baby registries, tell them to go to Storyteller and make a story for your new child, then get that printed. You know what I mean? As a keepsake. Yeah. So now the first few stories you're reading to your child are from everybody who loves your child. Now that you should print. You
know what I mean? For sure. So, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's kind of our, that's kind of where we're at, man. It's exciting things, man.
Yeah. It was, have you thought about your go-to-market with the B2B? So obviously like B2C is very hard, but I see the growth motion of you create a story, you share it, and then they want to do the same. What's your B2B like go-to-market strategy?
So that's the thing, right? Is like the B2B came later. That's why we're in the midst of building now. I can't tell you how many companies like, I'd love to. Do you have APIs? I'm like, oh shit, I guess.
You're like, what?
So many people have been hitting us up about it. So it's really like new for us because we're like, that makes a lot of sense. We're just telling other edtech platforms, hey, y'all can use it. So it's just a matter of us just being in the field. We're around so many of them. So many want to work with us. You're always marketing around. So one of those biggest parts is just that. But then really that's the first one. Like after that, it's really kind of understanding the product market fit for that. But really we're trying to give it like Zapier, like put it in Zapier, put it in Make, put it in places where people can easily access it. And then at that point, it's just kind of word of mouth. Like, did you get no different than kind of ChatGPT? So Storyteller is like the ChatGPT to our OpenAI, which we want to be that same kind of deal. So B2B, the B2C people see, oh, this is crazy. They have an API. Yes, we do.
Last quarter. So one question I have is, you know, with ChatGPT and these answer engines is what I call them.
Yes.
They're becoming commoditized pretty quickly. And the way ChatGPT is staying on top is by constantly iterating and releasing new features to keep competition away. So what's your strategy to not become a commodity as other story generators get created?
They use our platform. They paying us. That's what it is. Like, I want to be the AI that they're using. But
that's fair.
But actually, what I'm realizing, though, a lot of people that are using and trying to create these children things, they're going to find out that we're the only one still to this day that's diversity first. Everybody's trying to create. If you go online and look at them, they're like, oh, you make a story, but can you put in age, race, gender, inclusivity traits? And then when you do, does the AI hallucinate? Because that's what happens with everybody else.
For sure.
They'll make a story about an African kid in a wheelchair, but then the story will like confuse them to be a dog and a human because AI, even no matter how smart it gets, it's trying to, you know what I mean? Trying to do that.
Understood.
Think about the average person still trying to figure that out. So you still got a lot of the people that are not trying to be diverse.
Yeah. I like this a lot. I'll be in touch. Send me that pitch deck and we'll talk more.
All right. We in, man.
All right.
All right. Later.
Woo. If you're listening, raising pre-seed or seed capital, and think you have the perfect pitch, hit me up at rocktown.vc and know that our convo is only on the podcast if you want it to be. Take 90 seconds, send me your elevator pitch, and anything could happen. Later. Peace.